Good morning, everyone. You are listening to The Raised Eyebrow. This is the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. I am your host, Dave McDowell. I got my 8 o'clock 100% Colombian decaf coffee with me here. It's about not quite 9 o'clock yet here on Monday. Meant to get this show up on Friday, but it never happened. And got busy doing other things and trying to keep myself busy with the since the accident. Speaking of the accident, a little update. I'm actually able to walk now with a cane. I still have the walking cast on. Trying to get around that way. When I'm around the house, I can usually walk without even the cane, because we have a narrow hallway here, and it just helps me. So I can get around a little bit without the cane, but if I'm going somewhere long distance, it helps to have the cane. But so what I want to talk about today is actually pretty interesting, at least for me, at least from a practical standpoint. I've never had to deal with too many car dealerships before, and until this whole situation happened, I bought the only other dealership I've ever really dealt with, and I'm talking a dealership. I'm not talking a mom and pop type of place. I'm talking like a dealership where you have to deal with a salesperson, and the salesperson has to go talk to their manager. Only dealt with that one time in my life, and I was relatively naive when it comes to most of what to do. And never had to do anything like that before. I didn't really negotiate too much. I still got a decent deal, but could have got better if I'd have known some negotiating skills. Well, we were going to go to a dealership here in the Monroe area. They are a Honda dealership. I won't give you any specific names beyond that, but let's just say they're the only Honda dealership in Monroe, Michigan. And we walk in, and we had an appointment set up with this guy whose name was Brandon. And Brandon was not there for whatever reason. So this guy that was standing there, you know, first of all, it was kind of weird that the guy that we had the appointment with wasn't there. So this other guy asked, you know, well, since you're here, can I help you? And I said, well, sure. And we went through the whole spiel. We told them we have a interesting credit situation, which I won't go in on here. But he said, well, let me fill out a credit app, see what you guys qualify for. And he did. He was able to find some stuff for us, which was really good. So we walked into we walked outside after the guy ran our credit app, and we looked at several cars. And my wife, this is kind of funny. My wife has a tendency to get really emotional and excited about something, and you really shouldn't do that when you're dealing with car dealers. So I told her, I said, look, just show no emotion at all. She goes, well, what if I get excited about a car and I want to let you know that I like it? I said, well, let's come up with a code, you know. You tell me that's a very pretty color. If you just like the color and you want to comment on the color, just tell me it's a nice color. Don't worry about the pretty part. Just say it's a very pretty color. So she found this one particular. It was a 2002 Honda Civic green four-door. It was a nice car. And my wife loves the color green. So she said, it's a very pretty color. And you know, and I said, well, cool. So we went inside and we took it for a test drive. We really liked the car. We came back. And as we're coming in, actually in passing, I kind of mentioned to this guy before, I said, look, at the time I was on crutches, I said, I don't think we're going to be buying anything tonight. And he didn't really say anything. Well, as we were coming back in, he goes, I just had a thought. I know you have a bum foot. If you buy a car tonight, how are you going to get home? I said, well, like I said, I wasn't really planning on, we weren't planning on buying a car tonight because, this is the first place we've looked and, we're not going to buy a car tonight. But I would like to see what you got and what you can offer me as far as financing is concerned. And I wasn't trying to be a jerk about the whole situation. I understand those guys have money to make. They work on commission and things like that. But it was the first place we went to. We weren't even sure what we qualified for, and we weren't going to buy a car just like that. So we get back inside, and this guy, he starts talking financing with me, and he says, well, He writes something on a piece of paper, and he hands it to me. He goes, this just says if we can work out for you a deal tonight that you'll take the car home. And I remember thinking to myself, I shouldn't be signing this. But nevertheless, I did. But I looked at him, I said, well, you got to understand, we're probably not going to take the car home tonight because, you know, we don't want to do this. And he said, well, this is just for them. This is not in stone or anything. I said, okay. I should never have signed it, but I did. I initialed it. So anyway, the guy went back to his manager. Both these guys, first guy I dealt with was probably in his late 20s, early 30s. The manager I dealt with was no doubt in his late 20s. He was probably younger than I am. I'm 28. I'll be 29 in July. So this guy was probably younger than me, but he was somehow a sales manager. So anyway, we get this guy in here, and he says, he starts putting the pressure on us. And I said, look, first of all, and this is the truth, by the way, we never got a bottom line figure on the car. Which I would always suggest for you guys that are good at this, you're like, well, duh, why didn't you do that? Well, I didn't. Like I said, this is one of the only times I've ever dealt with a dealer before. But I said, you guys have yet to give me a bottom line figure on the car. And what they'll do for you is they'll work on that whole monthly payment, interest rate, term thing. So they had us set up with pretty much what we wanted to for monthly payment. The term was 60 months, which is way too long. And the interest rate was a lot better than we thought. Come to find out, if we were on like a day late or something, interest rate doubled, which is why we were getting such a good interest rate. But anyway, so we went back and forth with this guy, and to make a long story short, because I am running a little short on time here, I said, look, you guys don't give me a bottom line figure on the car. He goes, well, what here don't you like? I said, I don't like the monthly payment. I like the interest rate. I don't like the term, and I don't like the fact that you've yet to give me a bottom line figure, because what I want to do is to take the bottom line figure to walk out with this car to my credit union today, and I want to, or tomorrow, and I want to see if, this by the way was a Thursday before Good Friday, I said I want to be able to take this to the credit union that I'm a member of and see if they can give me a good deal. And this guy, for various reasons, for whatever reasons, probably dishonest reasons, would not give me a bottom line figure. He says, well, the figure that I give you would be only for today. And I'm like, why does your figure change? I just want to know what it would cost to walk out the door with the car today. So finally, we ended up getting up and leaving. But the thing that happened, the thing that made us leave, was when the guy pulled out that little sheet of paper. He goes, well, let me ask you something. He goes, you know, you said that if the terms are acceptable tonight, you take it home. I said, I'm telling you right now, the terms are not acceptable. You're not giving me what I want. He goes, so you said that, but you said they were, and you take it home. And here's this piece of paper that you initialed. And I'm like, look, the reason I initialed that, I said, is because I meant it when I initialed this. What I told him, I said, you haven't made the terms acceptable for me yet because you haven't met my following demands that I've had. And we ended up just getting up after the guy got real rude. He goes, why'd you sign the paper for? He was just getting all rude with us. I said, you know what? I think we're done here. I'm taking off. We're going home. So it was real interesting and a very interesting learning experience. So with all that being said, we did end up purchasing a vehicle. We got it from a small mom-and-pop dealership just near our house here. My wife actually got a really good deal. She got a 2002 Chrysler PT Cruiser. Only had about 33,000 miles on it. We got a really good deal on it. I won't tell you how much, but it was well below Blue Book value, well below Blue Book value, and I talked them down a little further on it too. But my wife is very happy. So now she has a car, and I'm able to drive with my left foot now, so I'm able to get the truck out and go short distances. So things are getting a little better for us. But the Lord would definitely work some things out for us. But if you have any good car dealership stories you want to share with me, I'll share them with people on the air here. Dave McDowell at charter.net, or feel free to always check out my blog, www.davemcdowell.blogspot.com. I'm out of time, so I guess I will talk to you guys later. This is Dave McDowell for the Raised Eyebrow. God bless you, and we'll see you later. Why was I standing in the dim till the